Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys are familiar with main character syndrome?
Main character syndrome?
World revolves around you. Everyone knows who you are, right? It's me.
Yeah.
Look, we're all guilty of having main character syndrome every once in a while in our lives. Like someone in this room who was sure that this person would know who she is.
I got faked out.
She and this girl, Tommy, they go way back.
Oh, really?
And this person, pretty big deal in high school.
Oh. Yeah.
And this person, who will remain nameless until just a second from now.
Mm.
In this situation, especially in a small town city like ours.
Yeah.
Could be the most embarrassing moment you can experience.
Oh, sure.
Socially.
What happened?
You're being awfully nonchalant because you have moved away from the place where this could happen to you.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah. You're, many years ago.
You're hanging out the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. You know Kimmy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big deal on the break room.
Oh, yeah.
You can see her cover in RIT hockey. She's a big old Rochester celebrity.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
They call her the Brother Weezer Radio.
Wow.
And even before she got into radio, she was a big deal out in Hilton High School, Middle School.
You know me.
Whatever it was. So because of that, Kimmy, when you run into someone from your past.
Yeah, you know, you think you're just going to jump back into it and, you know, start reminiscing.
Yes. So what happened?
So I was out doing a little shopping over the weekend. I was with a friend of mine and we took a break. So we went and grabbed something to eat, got sat down at a table and I saw like across the way, I'm like, you know, I think that's, and I said the name of somebody that we went to high school with, but I haven't seen in a long, long time.
Okay.
But I, what?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say, well, you're not going to call her out? You're not going to call her out live on the radio for what she eventually did to you?
Name.
You panty! Go ahead, give me up.
I forgot where I was.
You were sitting having lunch. You see this girl across the way.
But I wasn't really sure if it was her. Okay, she's kind of a distance. And as I move on, all of a sudden I see her walking towards the table.
Okay.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh, it is her. And she comes over. She goes, I had a Bill sweatshirt on. She's like, oh my God, I love that Bill sweatshirt. And so I was, oh, hey, like acting like, you know, we're like best friends, like telling her where I got it and all this stuff. And she goes, oh, by the way, my name is, and introduced herself and told me about like some like friend of hers that also makes Bill stuff.
Oh, no.
And when she walked away from the table, I go.
So you never told her?
I thought the whole time she came over because she recognized me
from going to school
together. And then she introduced herself and I was like, she has no freaking clue.
So you never even told her?
Well, no, I said my name, but she still didn't.
Wait, so.
Well, I said, like, oh, I'm Kim, like, obviously.
Did you finally make the connection?
No, I didn't say anything after that because I realized she didn't recognize me.
No, that's even worse. Yeah. You know we went to high school together.
I would have said that, wouldn't you?
And the worst part is, like, I understand, like, you may not recognize people from high school, especially when it's been, you know, like a decade since you've seen them. But the worst part was this girl used to come to my house for birthday parties.
So you were tight.
Like when we were little kids, like our parents know each other.
Hey.
She's been to my childhood home. I've probably been to hers at some point. Like I was just like, wow, that was really freaking humbling.
She's also a 5'10" blonde. Like those don't grow on trees.
So what do you take from this then?
What do you think?
I guess just that, you know, not everybody remembers you like you remember them? I don't know.
No, I'm not getting that.
What are you getting?
I'm getting your ass got old.
Oh,
you
look
old.
Oh, no.
You have aged.
Yeah.
That's exactly. No, I mean like
age. I've aged, but I feel like I still look like myself.
Age. No, like age. Like,
Don't make that face.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You get that old face.
Well, the face he's making right now kind of looks like your face.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks.
No, what else could it be?
That may be the most insulting thing you've ever said to me.
Well, I mean, what else can you take away from it?
Well, just that you
weren't. See that face right there. Oh, my God.
Just that you weren't as important to that person as they may have been to you at one point in your life.
Okay.
And I think that that's like a slap in the face.
So what was your personality like in high school?
What do you mean? What was my personality like?
What do you mean?
I don't know how to answer that question.
Were you outgoing?
I was a pretty outgoing person. I guess I'm not memorable.
Was I funny?
I don't know. I think
were you wise
I have a good sense of humor.
Oh, you know it's good. When somebody tells you they have a good sense of humor, you know they have a good sense of humor.
I sit in this room every day, laugh at your stupid jokes.
Which tells us you don't have a good sense of humor.
Hey, you ain't got no friends.
Your
ass got old.
You old and friendless.
But yeah, I realized in that moment, too, it also made me wonder, have I done this to other people and not realized it?
Yeah.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, she's right. You find out real fast, as a grown-ass person, where you stood in elementary, middle, and high school when you are standing across from someone you had formative years with.
It's humbling.
It is. Like, it's the most humbling thing that can happen.
But it's good for people. Takes them down a little bit.
Bro, the only reason you're saying this is because this is impossible to happen for you because you were such a screw-up. Your dad would send you out of state to go to high school. So you never had any chance to run into.
I was a one-man man. No, but you know how she gets kind of snappy. So this is kind of good for her a little bit. Takes a little of the snap out of that. Takes a little of the sass out of that
attitude. No, wait. There's arrogant people in this business all over the place. Kimmy is like the least arrogant over-the-top person I've ever met. I would not expect her to have, like, an ego. Like, of course you know who I am.
No, but
Even though she did here.
In here, though, she got an ego.
Well, no, look, what sucks for Kimmy, as much as you're saying she's old, yeah. I would argue she still looks exactly the same as she did, like, when she started here. And like, you didn't gain or lose a bunch of weight.
No, you didn't.
Your hair is the same color.
I know I look older, but I still think I look like the same person. Like, I didn't make any, like, major changes to myself.
Oh, no changes at all.
And so this person looked
just... You digressed in areas.
And this person... Also resembled, like, they looked like I remember them.
Okay.
You know? So I just was shocked when they literally had no clue.
Wow.
Like, not even, no familiarity.
Especially when you talk to them. Like, you're, like, looking at each other.
Yeah.
And she hears your voice.
Yeah.
How many kids in your graduating class? Over 100?
Over 300.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that makes it a little bit better.
Yeah, but she's been over the house, though.
I think that's what it is. Like, we did have, like, a friendship at one point as children.
All right. So going back to something Tommy brought up, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, a girl that Kimmy knew back in the day who was at her house for birthday parties. Would you say that's an elementary, middle school kind of situation?
Oh, that was, like, yeah, probably, like, fifth grade, something like that.
Went to high school with her, saw her in a restaurant, came up and talked to her. Kimmy thought that she recognized her. No, she complimented her sweatshirt. Kimmy's talking to her like they know each other.
Yeah.
Goes like, oh, by the way, my name is, did not recognize Kimmy at all.
Yep.
You would say something at the end of that interaction, like, it's me, Tommy Mulay?
I'm pretending like...
I would have said, man, we went to school together, man.
You've been to my house.
Yeah. How?
But now you made it awkward for them.
And you made yourself look extra sad. It's me, Tommy Mulay. Don't you remember me? Because the answer is obviously no.
Yeah.
The answer is no. And they're not going to say no. They're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Totally.
How have you been? And it makes you look like a self-absorbed jerk. Because in asking or saying that, you're saying, of course you know me.
But I am a self-absorbed jerk.
Okay. All right. You know what's funny about this?
What is that? Having a gimme?
That is funny. Yeah. If that person who doesn't know who you are all these years later, when they don't recognize you may get angry. Right? Like, how do you not know who I am? But if the shoe's on the other foot and you get called out for not recognizing someone you went to high school with, what a self-absorbed jerk that person is.
I would almost prefer it to happen to me rather than me do it to somebody else.
No, I agree with you. But what I'm getting at is this is one of those rare situations where no matter what happens, you are the victim in both situations.
Yeah, you are.
You are the victim for not getting recognized, and you are the victim for being expected to remember someone from 15, 30, 45 years ago. How am I supposed to remember that? But that person should remember me. You should remember me.
Come on, man. It's me.
I mean, the reality is, folks should be forgiven for not recognizing people they knew decades ago.
I guess it depends how much of an interaction you had with them.
Okay.
Like, if you I will say this. You have very unique parents. I have very unique parents. So if you've been over my house or if I've been over your house, you remember being in this house. It's impossible not
yeah,
to.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? So that would kind of piss me off. Like, you met my arrogant a-hole father. And you don't remember that, man? That would kind of piss me off because they're so annoying and arrogant. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but if you're only having, okay, so this happened to me like 3 years ago.
What happened?
All right, so my daughter plays hockey, you know.
Yeah.
And one of her teammates, just so happens that girl's dad's brother-in-law.
Family connection.
It's a family connection. It's like a cousin of his. They moved to Buffalo. So I played football with this kid. He was a year older than me, and his wife was a year younger than me. So I went to high school with both of these people.
Yeah, okay.
All right? So this is now 20 years later. We're going to Buffalo. It's where they live now. And he's telling me, like, oh, yeah, he's going to be there, da-da-da. I'm like, oh, it'll be great to see him. We talked about this for 2 weeks leading up to it.
Yeah.
Guy shows up at the rink, and I walk up to him. You know, like, hey, man, how you been? And the guy's like, hey. Yeah. And we talked for like 3 minutes, and he goes, I'm sorry, tell me your name again. I'm like, oh, my God. In front of the guy who was like, yeah, of course you know this guy.
And you played football with him?
I played football
with him. That's why he never saw you. You'd have to be on the field, Pat.
Your name was literally, oh, no, your name's not
on the back. It was not on the back of my jersey, but like we were.
How many Duffies are in that goddamn Catholic school?
Well, only one. We were the only Duffy.
No way.
Yeah, at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
No, but I mean, like yeah, and here's the thing. I get it. Like, we weren't, like, buddy-buddy.
But you were kind of pushed together, too, on top of it.
But you were, the fact that you would think he'd at least remember you.
I would have thought. But then again, it's such an E, like, okay, I was not as memorable as I thought I was.
So have you gone to your reunions, either of you?
I did not go, no.
You haven't?
I went to the five-year, I think. Whatever the first one they do.
Usually it's five or ten.
Yeah, I think it's five.
So I did the 10, and I did the 20.
Okay.
And the 20 is where all the fun is. Because then you look different after 20 years. Like, nobody looks the same anymore. And that was awesome.
Here's what sucks about this.
What's that?
In this room. And why Tommy thinks this is funny. Of course everyone's going to know who you are because you've always been freakish looking.
Yeah, what? I was small.
No, small, giant head.
I also brought two different wives. I brought, you know, 10 and 20. But, you know, you re-up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I'm also, but I was also in trouble a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, you can back me up on this. There was always that kid that was just weird looking, and no matter how old they get, they will always have
that. They looked old at 15.
Yeah, like you will always be that weird looking kid. I will always be able to tell who you
are.
Well,
I can't help it. I'm a runt.
No, I'm just saying. It's not even a short thing. It's your bug eyes and your giant head.
Very distinct looking.
Oh, yeah.
I had hair back then, man.
Yeah.
No, I had nice hair. I had beautiful hair.
No, there is not enough hair in the world to cover that runway you call a face. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
He was the bug kid.
Yeah, you look like a bug, yes.
This is why you don't have any friends.
I think it's not bothering him or not registering because he does this all the time to people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are so many people that come up to you like, Tommy, remember me? Or Tommy. Like, you have literally been to some of these people's homes, businesses.
Yes.
They've been to your house.
Yep.
And the second they come up to you like, Tommy, you have no problem being like acting like you've never met this person
so
in your life.
I ran into
you don't even fake it.
He does this with people that currently work in our building.
Well, they change over so much.
No, they don't. There are people that but have worked here for 10 years, and you're like, who's that?
Yeah.
So I just ran into a woman at Bill Gray's who had been to my house for a radio event at my house.
Yeah.
Who I gave her a derogatory nickname that she reminded me of. And I'm going back 20 years.
Sure.
I had no idea who she was.
Until she
had been
to
my house
the nickname, probably.
Well, I called her one of the banger sisters.
Okay. But when she said that, did you remember?
No.
You still didn't remember?
No. But by the way, it's 20 years, lady.
Could,
I mean, women age differently than men. Can
but
we
you,
agree
you
on
couldn't
that?
Like fake it. Be like, oh, right.
Oh, I'm.
Well, I remember the event, but I just don't remember her. I mean, but women age differently than men.
I would argue it's easier to recognize a woman than it is a man. Oh, 100%.
Women change their looks.
Guys lose their hair. Guys lose weight or gain weight much faster.
God, well, I haven't met the guy that lost weight.
No.
I just see the fatty.
Hair is a huge change. You lose your hair, you can look like a completely different person.
All right.
Women, even if they start to lose their hair, they will not let you know that they're losing
but
their
hair.
But
they can put on makeup. They can change their look.
Okay. I would argue it's harder to recognize a guy.
Oh. I was always the other way around. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, because I had a friend that like drastically changed her hair and she never gets recognized by anybody.
Hmm.
I think to his point, like even just going from like a blonde to a brunette throws people off.
Okay.
And, you know, they can get the fake boobs, right?
I wasn't thinking that, but sure.
I think he's making suggestions.
Guys,
we had some fun back there.
Everything's not a boob joke, all right?
Yeah, let me just, for folks who are just joining us again, Kimmy out having lunch at a restaurant over the weekend. Girl that she grew up with, went to school with, all the way through elementary school, middle school, high school, was at Kimmy's house for birthday parties. Sees her across the restaurant. The girl walks up to Kimmy. Kimmy thinks she's coming over to say hi. She compliments Kimmy's sweatshirt. Kimmy's like, ah, da, da, da. At the end, the girl goes, by the way, my name is, did not recognize her. Joey writes us on Instagram, Kimmy.
Joey.
Duffy at WCMF, he says, that means Kimmy's parents forced other girls to come and be her friend.
I don't know. Maybe I think it was just one of those things where you invite every kid in the class.
No, not like hear what Kimmy's trying to do. Actually, you know, I was.
Well, do you remember? That's a side note.
What? No, remember
when you pass out all the invitations, you couldn't.
We couldn't afford to do that in my family.
Oh, I had, just like, remember, like, if you were going to bring in invitations, you had to bring them in for everybody.
Well, I had a strict 5-friend limit, and our parties weren't even like anywhere. It was like to come have pizza at my house.
Yeah.
But you were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
It's past. All right. What I was going
to
say.
Let's talk to Ben. He's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Ben.
Hey, good to hear from you.
So, I actually just had a similar thing happen to me about a month or two ago. So, at work, we have forklifts. So, I work in a warehouse and deliver house building supplies. So, we have forklifts. So, we had a forklift tech come in one time, and I recognized her. I'm like, oh, I used to work with her at McDonald's back just after high school. And, you know, so I'm talking to her, and I'm like, most everybody, they recognize me from calling the show. Shocker. But anyways, I'm like, yeah, we used to work at McDonald's. Didn't register at all. I'm like, dude, what the heck? Like, I actually felt kind of bad. Like, that's really not that memorable. Like, and then next time she came in, she's like, oh, yeah, I remember you now. I was just like,
oh. She lied, Ben.
No, she totally lied.
How do you forget that? How do you forget that? Who are you? I don't remember you at all. Ben, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
It even happens to Ben, man.
Even Ben. Dave writes us on Instagram, and this might be the ultimate kick in the scrot for everybody listening that's had this happen to them. Dave says, this happens to me all the time. Not getting recognized, and all of the people who don't recognize me from high school follow me on Facebook or Instagram.
That would be worse, yeah. If you are keeping up with somebody and you're, you know, seeing them every now and then on Facebook or whatever, you know, social media page.
But to Dave's point, our generation and younger, Kimmy, should never have this problem because we connected with ourselves the moment we graduated. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
We all still follow each other.
Right.
Right? And now that you bring that up, there is a woman that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram. She follows me.
Okay.
She will like posts that I have. Mm-hmm. We go to the same gym. She has never, it's been like 3 years. She has never said hello to me.
So she has class.
Well,
she doesn't recognize,
but you've also lost.
She follows me on Instagram and like likes things sometimes.
I was going to say, sometimes social media though makes it more confusing because I'm at a point now where, especially since a lot of women I know, they've changed their names and I recognize them, but I don't know what from. Like, did we work together? Did we go to college? You know, like it's I know them, I recognize them, but we don't know enough about each other to like say hi, I guess, in real life.
Okay. We'll finish it with this. And this might be the thing that makes you feel less bad about yourself or worse. Depends. Mixing Money writes, a lady, younger she looks. Going to your 10-year reunion, I don't care to go. I think if I shared a friendship at one point in life, it stings a little. But if I don't hang out with you, I'm not always keeping up with your receding hairline on Facebook. So, like, this idea that if we shared a friendship once, we should know each other forever might be silly.
Okay.
Right? But it is a shot to the ego. On the other hand, like, I am interested even in, like, the people I didn't hang out with in high school, what they're doing now.
Yeah.
And I assume everybody feels that way about everybody
else.
I mean,
it's your youth. You want to revisit it, right?
But for you to not care about mine, it's like, well, I care about
not
you.
It doesn't even register.
Yeah. I like you.
No, but I didn't
like
you.
You're not even a person.
Don't have to like you to continue. Like, there's a guy that followed me the other day who I'm not going to follow back on Instagram just because I don't want to deal with it, who I know from back in the day. But, like, I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, you want to see what's happening.
I want to see what's happening. So for these people to be like, I don't even care enough to criticize you. Yes, to see where you ended up. That hurts.
All right.
That hurts me.
A little bit of a kick.
Thank you. Let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They say blood is thicker than water.
Yeah.
But that idea can fly out the window when there is actual blood spilled. It is amazing what will be overlooked when families get together for the holidays.
Yeah, I guess.
And how it can lead to even bigger problems at these get-togethers. And with this story, Tommy, you have to wonder if this will be the last holiday that this entire family ever sits down to again. Or even after an incident like this.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to have a family time.
But you got to think it through, man.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So this story went down just east of us, and it's a doozy.
Yeah, it sounds it.
It starts with a family Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
And police were called to this family home for reports of a fight, which might be the understatement of the century.
Okay.
So it started verbally, according to authorities, between two brothers, both 35 years old.
Yeah, that's prime time, man.
But it got very physical very quickly.
What happened?
Police say one brother hit the other brother in the head with a baseball bat.
God damn. Oh.
He is accused of hitting his brother multiple times in the head with a bat at Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, my God.
So that's
he killed a guy.
You could.
Yeah, paralyze.
That would be terrifying.
That sounds bad, right?
Yeah.
Well, not to be outdone, the brother who was being hit with the bat allegedly stabbed his brother.
Before or after the bat?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good question.
Yeah.
Hitting him in the chest and the stomach with the knife.
With a knife.
With a knife.
Bludgeon and a stabbing.
Stabbing
and a bludgeon.
Could you imagine
no.
having Thanksgiving dinner
That's
with your family?
That's horrifying.
Bro.
What's worse than shooting somebody?
Well, no, I would.
Now, if you shot somebody, boom. But you start stabbing and swinging clubs and stuff, that's worse.
Where did the bat come from is my question. You're having Thanksgiving dinner.
His bedroom.
Was it BYOB?
Yeah, maybe. God. Oh, my goodness.
When the police arrived, they say the stabbing victim was conscious and breathing, but had cuts to his stomach. The bat victim
Yeah, what
was,
about head boy?
Yeah, he was reportedly going in and out of consciousness.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. They needed an ambulance for each man. Police say the pair are both expected to survive. Right now, the investigation is ongoing, and it looks like no one has been charged yet, but that's probably going to change soon. There's no way this incident happened out of nowhere, right?
No, of course not. This is either happened before or has been brewing.
Because like we don't know anything about these guys if the allegations are true, but to your point, I would venture a guess that bat and stab doesn't show up with no previous incidents.
This wasn't your first tango.
Okay, yet! Mm-hmm. They were together on Thanksgiving because...
Yeah, right. They both got invited.
But for some reason, Kimmy... Families will look past obvious major issues to have everyone together.
Yes, you're right.
And a lot of the times, it goes terribly.
It's never a good idea.
No, I get this.
Never.
I get this as an extreme example. But the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Overlooking the drama to have everyone together on the holidays? And which one's the better way to do it?
I think you overlook the drama so you don't step on anybody's toes. It's not so much like a moral thing, like we have to invite everybody. I'm scared not to invite somebody because I don't want to look like I'm taking sides.
Okay, I get where you're coming from there, but I do think there's another part of this. Like, for example, you know, grandma, ma, dad, they want everyone together.
Yeah.
I want all of my children.
Sure.
They want that wholesome look.
And in that way, even if you don't want to spend time with that family member who you hate, or you know that these two people are going to freak out, you don't want to be the one that goes to your mother, father, grandma, grandpa and be like, no, we can't do this because, you know, they're the patriarch of the family.
Yeah.
It's their day.
Okay. But it always ends the same way. It's just a repeating record.
Okay, but there are some families that can grin, bear it, and get through
Why? What's the point?
What I just said. You want ma, you want dad, you want grandma,
but what
you
are you getting out of it at this point? Like, you know, we're just going to go down the same path. If somebody consistently ruins an event,
yes,
you either stop the event or blast them out of there.
Well, it's funny because we keep coming and doing this show every day, and they haven't fired you yet, so I'd be watching what your policies are. Ruining the show every goddamn day.
So hurtful.
Was funny.
Where's my bat?
But you can't get it up near my head. Oh, my shoulder, and my shoulder again, and my shoulder again. No, I think the idea is
what?
If you get everyone in the same room at the holidays, there will be this like wash of emotion that flows over. All of the problems will fly out the window. They will remember that they are family, and they will never have an issue with each other again.
And it never happens that way. It just never does.
I'm sure it has happened.
Where it's changed. With the same cast of characters, same opinions show up, and here we go again.
I mean, look, I am not advising that putting two volatile people in the same room that don't like each other for a family holiday is a good idea. But I am saying there are moments in people's lives where they just decide, you know, life is too short. What we were yelling about, arguing about was stupid. Let's just move forward.
And maybe it is okay at first, but it doesn't take much to like trigger it again.
You know.
Like you might go into it, you might both go into it with a great mindset and there's peace in the beginning, but like, I think like when the relationship's at that point, it doesn't take much to push it over the edge again.
And you know what's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I could even see it, like I knew, if my family was a bunch of, you know, F-ups, right?
Sure, yeah.
And some were, you know, they had good jobs, but still, they were just annoying or they would set each other off. But even now, like, I know when I go into certain situations, I know you're going to say that, man. And I play the scenarios in my head almost like a game. Like it's almost like I'm playing The Price is Right or something. Because I knew you were going
to
say that.
But it does blow my mind that some human beings don't have the ability to keep that to themselves. Like, you know where the landmines are.
Yeah.
But why are you stepping on them?
But they don't care. They don't seem as they think they're right.
Okay.
Or they have I love the person that says, I have a right to my feelings and opinions. Mm-hmm. Which you do. But they don't feel like you have a right to yours, and that's where the trouble starts.
Sure.
And these it's almost like a cult.
You mean like families are like a cult?
Like you march back into these things again, right?
Well, but that's family.
It's a cult.
Well, no, cult is a bunch of people that don't know each other that are...
No, I'm saying like how it works.
The mindset.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, we are having this conversation because of an incident between two men at a Thanksgiving dinner. Again, police were called to a home about a fight, and it was the fightest of fights. Two 35-year-old brothers. One allegedly hit his brother in the head with
Two 35-year-olds?
They must be twins.
I was just going to say, they would... Yeah.
Man, imagine the kicking going on in their poor mother's abdomen.
That'd be weird getting beat up by a twin.
What do you look like?
But like you should, because you know how they like mimic each other.
They
like you should know what's coming.
Fraternal twins.
Yeah. No, you should know. Like, oh yeah, I knew you were going to do that. Yeah, I was going to do that too.
One 35-year-old brother hit the other in the head multiple times with a baseball bat, according to police. The other allegedly stabbed the other brother in the chest and stomach. Both of them had to be put into an ambulance. Police say they are both expected to survive. Hopefully, they're okay.
Mm.
Is this the last full family holiday get together?
I hope so. Yeah. Why would you get together again when this happened?
Can't say
you
it
need
for sure.
Two ambulances.
I think I'm done with it. All family events, like even without those two, I'm traumatized from this whole situation.
Yeah, there's blood
because you know that when it gets to that point too, there's like offshoot arguments that are going to happen. Like it's now not even just between those two.
Yeah.
brothers. Now there are going to be people that pick sides that stand up for one and not the other, and it's going to spiral.
Yeah.
I don't know how you recover from that.
Look, logically, you're both right. It should be the last family holiday, but I know there are people listening who watch family members say and do awful things to each other at dinner, who watch family members assault each other physically at barbecues or whatever, and even months later, they are right back together, breaking bread, either because that's what Ma wants or because they don't know what else they're supposed to do. That's the other part of this, right? Like, if you've done Thanksgiving, Christmas with your family every year,
yeah,
and you're in your late 30s, what else do I do? Mm. I just, it's like, you know, ducks coming home to the pond they were born in. This is what we do.
Okay.
Do ducks go home to the pond they were born in? You know, you get what I mean.
No, they're stupid.
You get what I mean. Bird.
Now, I hear what you're saying, but it's such a bad policy. And this is why people don't like the holidays. This is why people are depressed around the holidays.
Well, yeah.
Because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
And we keep marching to the same tune.
You know, the problem with this story, because Kimmy brings up picking sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the allegations are true, both of them did some pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
Look, if one family member attacks another family member, that's easy. You can just boot the attacker and you're done with it.
Yeah. Right.
When you have one blasting heads with a bat while the other is stabbing.
Both end up with injuries.
Who do you ban? Like, do you throw both of them
out? You have to. Yeah.
But what if they end up together because they got nobody else to hang out with?
Good. You know,
best
go over there
scenario.
And do your thing, man.
And, like, let's say you ban both of them. Do you all get together for the next holiday and just not talk about what happened?
It's impossible.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, but then again, if you bring it up, you could have Ma, Pa, Grandma, Grandpa saying, don't you talk about that. It's Christmas time. Like, you can't just be like, hey, remember last year when Steve stabbed that guy?
Because you would be standing in the same spot where it happened, too.
Yeah.
In the room where it happened?
Yeah.
No, but that's
it's like hanging out, having dinner at a crime scene.
But even if they're not there, it's going to hang over the event.
So maybe.
No.
Maybe go to her family's house this year. Maybe her family is not looking so bad now.
I don't know, man. I'd rather watch my family members hit bats and get stabbed than hang out with my in-laws.
Really?
Unless they're listening, in which case that was a joke and I can't wait for the holiday.
I mean, every family's got flags. Every family, obviously.
There's always a problem.
But, like, there shouldn't be, like, chalk outlines and, like, weapons involved
blood.
And, like, blood and horrific memories.
You know, it's funny. As we're having this conversation, there are things that you should thank your lucky stars for, everybody, when it comes to your family.
Oh, sure. Your blessings.
Well, look, I mean, you know that my family has a very strange, effed up dynamic to it.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But in all of the crazy things that have happened in my family throughout the years, no one's ever gotten violent.
No, because nobody would put their fork down long enough to fight.
Like, nobody's taken a swing.
Yeah,
never
you're
had
Irish.
Weapons.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're drinkers.
I know. It's never, we're all happy drunks. But, like, no one has ever gotten violent once. Like, I can't even imagine what I would do if I witnessed a family member of mine physically assault another family
it would,
member.
It would be shocking.
Right?
Yeah.
But then again, on the other hand, there are those families where that's just a regular occurrence at every event that they have.
Yeah, it's their normal.
Exactly. But,
that's a trash family, man. Yeah, I don't mean trash, like, where you are financially in life, but if violence breaks out regularly at your family event, you trash.
But it only takes one. It only takes one family member, though.
Yeah,
and like you said, I forgot what your quote was. I think you said it earlier in the week, but every family's got trash.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And they're coming. And they're bringing their girlfriend.
Oh, their trash-ass girlfriend?
Oh, she trash.
Do you take leftovers home after the ambulance takes the two brothers away?
Well, that's a good question.
You don't want it to go to waste.
Oh, they are hungry.
But could you?
Everything's closed. It's Thanksgiving. You almost have to take home leftovers.
Yeah, but you just watched. Think about the trauma you would have endured watching a bat stabbing happen. You're still going to eat after
that?
There may
have been somebody eating while it was going on.
I would think you'd be hungry.
Is dinner automatically over when the ambulances leave?
It should be, but then I would divvy up the pie and go home and watch the games.
I don't think.
And it depends on what time it went down, too. Early or late.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Like, is the bird done yet?
If it happened before dinner, do you go through with dinner?
Well, you've got to eat.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have anything in your house.
I mean, bro, you can go to a Chinese restaurant.
All right.
You can go to Walgreens.
I love Chinese, but it's hard to, like, transition from Thanksgiving to Chinese.
You just watched one brother beat the other in the head with a baseball bat.
I understand.
And the other stabbed the one in the abdomen, allegedly, according to police. Yeah, no, I don't know if
so you're out.
You know, it's a good question. I guess I would have to, depending on how hungry I was.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's smelling good.
You'd also have to be on the same page with your spouse if you're married. Like, do we take the leftovers? Do we stay for dinner? Yeah.
Okay, so my wife is going to want to leave immediately.
Even if it's her family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you also need to discuss with everybody that's still there what just happened.
Well, I don't want to know. I don't want to have that conversation.
Well, it's weird because, you know, this happened to me over the 4th of July many years ago with family, and my nephew assaulted my brother.
Yeah.
And cops came and all that stuff, and it was just a weird vibe, and my wife wanted out of there immediately, but 4th of July, we just got there.
So the party kept going?
No.
Okay.
All was all shut down, but we were staying at the house.
Oh.
So the next morning, we got up and left, and I went to my sister-in-law, and, you know, she was in shock, but, you know, I'm not putting two together, to your point. Mm-hmm. So I go up to her, I go, you know, hey, you know, we're going to head back home. And she looked at me, she says, why? I go, what do you mean, why?
Well.
I just met the Kituit Police Department. Wasn't planning on that before cocktails.
But again, if this becomes a regular thing.
And I didn't know that, and we just kind of walked into it. Sure. It's like. You want to get at it. It's a very awkward dismount when it's family. And you know what I mean?
No, I mean, to your point, Jerry.
I'm trying not to insult you, but I got to get out of here, man.
No, understood. Jerry writes us on Instagram. Family wedding back in the early 80s. Two uncles got into a fist fight over a bottle of whiskey at a wedding.
That's kind of cool. That's a country tune,
but
man.
But you can't shut a wedding down. You know what I'm saying? Nope. Like, you can't send everybody home from a wedding.
So this happened to my sister. My sister's fourth husband, his side of the family, he got into a fight with his best friend, who was also standing out. The wedding was at my sister's house.
Okay.
And they got into a fight, which the sheriffs had to come. The reason the fight started was because the best man, his buddy, was sleeping with his mother. With the groom's mama.
That's a country song.
Yeah.
But that's not why the cops came.
Why the cops came.
Second fight broke out when they ran out of beer and nobody wanted to make a beer run.
So you stuck around for two fights.
Fist fight. No, we were gone.
Oh.
But like two fist fights break out, but the bigger one was the beer run. Not I'm banging your mom.
Well, you know, in their defense, after I find out somebody's banging my mom, I would like a beer.
That's true.
That would make things better.
Yeah.
Push me over the edge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm not entirely sure what the rules are when it comes to boat stuff.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure this man we're going to talk about is making a mistake.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, are you familiar with Clay Thompson?
No.
Really?
Clay Thompson?
He's one of the most famous basketball players on the planet. Golden State Warriors, him, Steph Curry, Draymond Green.
I know Steph Curry.
Okay.
What'd he buy?
Clay Thompson got famous with the Golden State Warriors. He is currently a member of the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
But back in 2020, he got very interested in boats.
Mm-hmm.
He taught himself how to command a, quote, nautical vessel after he tore his Achilles and had a bunch of time on his hands. 5 years have passed, and he just got himself a new boat in the summer of 2024.
Nice.
And he named the boat after the girl he is currently dating.
Oh.
Kimmy, he is dating rapper Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh. Yes. Did not know that.
Yes. So,
her name is on the back of the boat.
The boat is named the SS Stallion Houston, Texas.
All right.
Okay. Good name.
He named his boat after his girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Girlfriend. Tommy, thoughts on naming a boat after your girlfriend?
It's like the worst thing you could do, bro.
Why is it?
Because it ain't going to work out. You're going to have to redo it.
So you're saying you're jinxing your relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Doesn't that show more commitment than even like a ring you need?
But you ain't committed, man.
He might be committed.
No.
I mean, he's an older cat. He's in his, like, 30s now.
Oh, you didn't tell me he's 30 buying a yacht.
I mean, he's not a kid.
Yeah. In fact, some other former NBA player said some disparaging things about her on a podcast, and he went all, like, dad on them. Like, how dare you speak that way about my girl?
Well, I'm sure he's, like, tight with her, but, you know.
Tight.
I doubt it's going to work out.
Why?
He's an NBA player. He's got to turn it down, man. How fine is she? She got to be damn fine to get on somebody's transom. You better be fine.
Oh, no, she got transom ass.
She better have a nice transom. That transom better be tight.
What is a transom?
The back of the boat.
Nobody cares.
I think it's a bad idea because, you know, like you said, if it doesn't work out, it's like the same thing when these idiots get tattoos of girlfriends.
Okay, but tattoos permanent. How hard is it to change the name of a boat?
Oh, it isn't, but it's expensive, and it's just something you'll have to do.
I think you can afford it.
Well, here's the problem.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Here's the problem with changing the name of the boat, though. Like, there's already pictures of him.
It's also registered as that boat.
Yeah, that's
you would have to go, like, do the paperwork to have it redone.
But even if you didn't have to do that, like, there's pictures now of the boat being named after your girlfriend.
Right.
Like, you have a boat to meet women if you're single. Any other woman you put on that boat is going to know that was named for your girlfriend.
There's got to be multiple pictures of her posing with that boat with her name on it.
But your dad did this exact thing for his wife.
Yes. So my father, this is no lie, my father went to work one day. And we lived in North Palm Beach, Florida. My dad went to work one day, came home in a new boat, did not tell my mother he was buying a boat. And he bought a significant boat. It was a 35-foot boat. And he named it Edith after my mother. So my mother expected my dad to be pulling up in a driveway, comes home in a new boat, doesn't tell her he just spent all this money on a boat. He names it Edith to kind of like cool her down. But then he insults her. Because I called her Edith because the boat's got a wide beam. Big as your ass, Edith.
So romantic.
I know, but hey, 67 years they were married. They both went to
their grave. She was a slave. She was trapped. Yes. She had nowhere to go.
Yes.
Scott is writing us, Duff and WCMF, it is bad luck to change the name of a boat. Is that true?
It could be that, too, yeah.
You're our boat expert. I don't know.
I will say, Michael Jordan, biggest name there is, right?
Sure.
He named his boat Catch 22. Perfect. That'll never change.
He probably has multiple boats.
What's that?
He probably had or has multiple
boats. No, but the
boats.
Name. No, he's got, I mean, this is a
he
boat.
He only has one, I know.
Well, it's a 90-footer, man. I mean, it's a gorgeous boat.
Okay, I forgot that you follow famous boats.
I follow Michael Jordan's boat.
Wait, like there's a Twitter handle for, or Instagram handle
specifically
for his boat?
Catch
22, yeah.
You so follow there's a boat on Instagram.
So there's a guy in Jupiter, Florida that shows you what boats to follow, and then I follow those boats. So like, see what they're doing. So Jordan bought a new boat. He got a bigger boat. But he also named that one Catch 22. Sold the
boat.
Oh, so
he keeps naming the boat the same thing? You can
I think
do
so.
That?
That sounds like bad luck, too.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Scott,
it's Michael Jordan, man. He can do whatever he wants. He's got everything.
Yeah, but except for Friends, you saw the documentary, man. Nobody wants to hang out with Michael Jordan anymore.
I know. That's true. But he does have a nice boat.
252 WCMF. Klay Thompson, NBA superstar. He has gotten into boating and not like to just hang out. Like, it sounds like he's like into like navigating with his boat. He is dating rapper Megan Thee Stallion, and he has named his new boat SS Stallion Houston, Texas, after his girlfriend. Tommy hates the idea. Kimmy, you seem like you're cool with naming a boat after your girlfriend.
I mean, when she's got a really cool name, it's a pretty good boat name.
So I will tell you.
I would go with it.
A guy, so Wheeze on the old show.
A guy, Wheeze.
Some guy named Wheeze. He's up at A Bay with his boat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
Alexandria Bay for you non-nautical folks.
Everybody knows A Bay even if you don't have a boat. You know, it's like saying the Adirondacks. So, and I think your boy may know him. He was the coach of the Jersey Devils.
Okay.
And Wheeze sees this boat, and it's just got this huge devil thing on the back.
A devil's logo?
Well, kind of. Not their logo, but like a devil logo. Well, it turns out he ends up talking to the guy. He was the coach of the Jersey Devils.
No kidding.
But the way these guys get fired so fast, I'm going, that is real. Maybe that's worse than a girlfriend.
Yeah, no, that's a good call.
I don't know if I'd name it after my workplace.
I mean, you remember what happened with, you know, Rex Ryan covered that Bills, that truck in Bills.
How long did that last?
But he had to drive out, away from the facility in his Bills truck. Yeah. By the way, Kimmy, this is, I mean, of course it's this. Of course this happened.
What?
Well, Tommy's a big fan of Michael Jordan's boat, follows it on Instagram. Yeah. He gave us all this information. The boat's, I was going to ask why Catch 22. Yeah. I don't get it. The boat's called Catch 23.
Oh, he's 23. I was 1 point off.
No, he is.
Well, there is numbers.
The most iconic 23. Like, I didn't want to sound stupid to be like, what is it? He'd be like, oh, obviously. I follow the boat on Instagram, and I know a lot about the boat. I know anything about the boat.
I don't think he get a 420.
No, not Michael Jordan.
All right, it was one number off.
It's a big number.
Well,
it's got Clyde
number,
Drexler.
There's one number that makes more sense than the other.
Yeah, it's the only number that makes sense, stupid. What an idiot.
Well, you let it pass.
Yeah, because I thought there was
something.
We
didn't see the boat. We're not
you
the boat
too.
Expert.
You're big on sports.
Yeah, but you're the boat expert. According to you, you've seen the boat. You follow the boat. So we're going to take your word for it.
He follows a boat on Instagram.
I follow many boats.
Oh, by the way, Connor reminds us, we were talking about Rex Ryan. Not only did he have the Bills truck, Rex Ryan also got a Jets tattoo that he had to have covered up when he joined Buffalo. He changed the jersey color to a Bills jersey.
Yeah.
And then he got fired from that job.
Yeah, Rex makes a lot of bad decisions on his body.
He lost all that weight, though.
Yeah, he trimmed down a little bit.
And don't forget, the cartoon, the tattoo that Rex Ryan had, it was a cartoon woman who was his wife wearing just a Mark Sanchez jersey originally.
Yeah.
Then he had
that's bad for both for two reasons now. Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That guy got in trouble. I forgot.
All right. So I guess the moral of the story is if Rex Ryan gets a tattoo of anything involving you, don't leave the house.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.